morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to personally thank you for listening to our radio program this morning. We encourage you to listen every Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's Word and answer your Bible questions. We encourage you to send those questions to the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 232 South College Street, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. Write them on any Bible subject, and we will do our best to give you a Bible answer for that question. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. In it, you will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please check us out. We also, at the end of this broadcast, will give you the meeting times for our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We begin this morning by examining a question from Romans 13, verse 14. The question is, how does one put on Christ? First of all, let us read the passage together in Romans, the 13th chapter, and verse number 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Now, in the context of Romans chapter 13, this verse was previously examining the walk that we should have as God's people. And the word walk here is referring to our manner of life. In verse 13 it says, let us walk properly as in the day, and not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. And then our verse in putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there are many different meanings to the phrase putting on Christ. First of all, we read in Romans the 6th chapter that one can put on Christ through baptism. In Romans chapter 6 and verse number 3, it says, oh, do you not know that as many of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And so, thereby, we put on Christ in baptism. This is validated and also emphasized in the 3rd chapter of the book of Galatians, in chapter number 26 and 27. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Again, this is a reference that shows that one puts on Christ through the waters of baptism. We also recognize in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And then one other passage that we want to examine is Titus chapter 2 and verse number 10. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 10. It says, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that we may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Now here, to adorn can also have reference to putting on or wearing. Now in the context of Romans chapter 13, verse 13 and 14, is discussing the proper conduct that we should have as children of God, that we should no longer live in the flesh, that we should walk in the way that befits one who is in Christ. Putting on Christ simply means to put on a godly living character. To put on Christ is to live like Christ, to live by his standards, to live by his teaching, and to adorn and to wear that doctrine so others can see. We make no provision for the flesh. What does that mean? That means that we don't provide for the fleshly appetite that can lead us into sin. We need to fulfill the spiritual appetites and not the fleshly appetites. The fleshly appetites are manifested, are earthly. They are sensual, and they are works of the flesh. In Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 19 through 23, we read about these works of the flesh. It says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Notice that these are things that we are not to put on. These are things that we are to leave off. In Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 5, it puts it in a little bit of a different way. It says, "Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, and idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them." Now notice the word "walk" and "lived in them." The word "walk" here means conversation. It means manner of life. And at one time, this was the disobedience manner of life. They lived in them. They abide in them. They practiced them. When one puts on Christ, we have to put on the character of Christ. We do that by taking His teaching and applying it to our lives and molding our lives around that teaching. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 1 and 2, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 can help us reinforce this ideal of putting on Christ. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." If you notice in this context, the Apostle Paul is encouraging and admonishing us not to conform to the world. That means not to act, not to live like, not to talk like, and not to walk by the standards of the world. But we are to be transformed. How are we transformed? By the renewing of our mind, by putting the things of God into our mind, and then putting those things into practice in the application of those things, that we can prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We put on Christ when we put on His character. We put on Christ when we adapt and when we mold ourselves after the character of our Lord. Now, that doesn't mean that we become deity, and that doesn't mean that we are perfect. That means we take on His characteristics. And if we study the Gospels, we can understand the different characteristics of God. God's Son was compassionate. He loved all men. He showed mercy. He showed kindness. He had a forgiving spirit. Those of us who wear His name must put on that same character in our lives. We might ask a follow-up question: why does one need to put on Christ? Well, dear listener, we put on Christ so we can influence those in the world to live for God. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, in the great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talked about this influence in verse number 13 through 16. He says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how then shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You see, We are to be salt and light. We are to be an influence in a sin and dark world to point people to the light of Christ and to the cross of Christ. How do we do that? We do that by having influence. And we have influence when we live like the Master, when we adapt His teachings and we conform them to our lives and the character that we have, the conduct that we express to others, and the way that we live. All of them exemplify that we belong to Him and we are influencing the world to live by a different standard, to live for a different purpose, and to glorify God. It is not to uplift ourselves. It is not to glorify ourselves. It is to glorify the way of God and encourage others to follow that course. You see, to put on Christ is to exemplify to the world that we belong to Him. Our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. As a child of God, I'm a child of the King. As a child of the King, I have responsibilities and duties that God has placed upon me as one of His children. But that cannot be accomplished without one putting on Christ, without us adorning the gospel of Jesus Christ, without our lives exemplifying to all who would care to look that we do things differently, that we handle situations differently, we talk differently, we have a different emphasis in our lives, we have a different focus in our lives, and we have a different goal in our lives. But in order to put on Christ, as we referenced earlier on, one must put Him on in baptism. Why? Because that's where one contacts the blood of Christ. It is also the place that we receive forgiveness of sin. Now, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Dear listener, if all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus, then one needs to be in Christ to receive the forgiveness of their sin, because forgiveness of sin and salvation and redemption is a spiritual gift. How does one get into Christ? Well, He puts him on in baptism, but that's just the initial step. Then, after putting him on in baptism, we put him on by adapting his character and his attributes into our lives in order to influence men and women to live for Christ Jesus. You see, we need to understand that we were put here for a purpose, and that purpose is to exemplify and to point men to the cross, to lead them to the cross in order that they may gain redemption and enter a relationship with Jesus Christ. But we cannot do that, dear listener, if we act like the world, talk like the world, have the same standards as the world, and we live like the world. We have to put on Christ by putting on a different lifestyle, by living by a different standard, and by conducting ourselves by a code of conduct established by our Master. Then and only then can we truly put on Christ and help others to see the need to put Christ on in their life. We hope and we pray that you understand the simplicity of this and the necessity of it to lead men and women to Christ Jesus. Thank you again for listening. Come and worship with us this morning. Tune in again next Lord's Day.